Sanctuary. Good morning, everybody who's participating via Facebook or YouTube, who's out in California, Tennessee, New Jersey, North Jersey, South Jersey, East Pennsylvania, wherever you are, because we know we have people that watch from all over. Good morning and God bless you. Welcome to Taylor Tabernacle. Amen. Amen. We are located in West Philadelphia, but we know there are people watching all over. Amen. And the only thing that's good about all of it is we are assembled in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. So that we get to spend this morning hearing our pastor, Jonathan Ford, preach the good word to us this morning. So good morning to you wherever you are. Amen. Amen. I'm going to open up with our prayer and then I will read our scripture. And then we will get that good word. Amen. Hallelujah. If we could all stand. Oh, we thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you for preparing a place for us to hear your word. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for touching us and watching over us. Thank you, Lord, for blessing us with our lives. And we were, when we were young and did not know you, you protected us. Lord, that as we matured, you made your word available to us. That the Holy Spirit could rest, rule, and abide in us. Thank you, O Lord. That even though each and every one of us was born in sin, hallelujah, you sacrificed yourself for us. That we could receive salvation. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Lord, touch every person who's watching this morning. Strengthen their faith, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Give us a word this morning. Write it on our hearts. Hallelujah. A word that is going to strengthen us, that no matter what we are going through, hallelujah, we will leave this service transformed and renewed in our minds. Oh, Lord, create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us. Hallelujah. Bless us with your presence this morning, Lord Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. That no matter what is going on in this world, you are constant and in control. And we can seek you. That you will bring us through. Encourage our faith this morning, Christ Jesus, that as we hear your word, no matter what is hindering us, no matter what is trying to pull us down, we would be filled with your love, Christ Jesus, that we would feel your presence as we hear your preached word. So that you would get all the glory and the honor out of our lives. And that we would witness to someone who is out there struggling. And bring them unto you. That we would preach and teach. And baptize in your name. That you would be glorified. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen, amen. The scripture this morning is going to be coming from Colossians chapter 3. I'm going to be reading verses 14 and 15. Amen. So Colossians chapter 3, verses 14 and 15, and it reads, "And above all these things, put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also ye are called in one body. And be ye thankful." Amen. Amen. Your version might say, "And above all these things, put on love." Amen. 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 That bond of perfectness. Amen. Amen. So the Lord has given us his word. To prepare our hearts and minds, that now we may hear his preached word, that lesson that he has prepared for us from the beginning, for us to hear this Sunday. Amen. With that, here comes our pastor, Elder Jonathan Ford. Amen.
Good morning, and God bless you. You may be seated. Thank God for seeing all of you here today at the Tabernacle. God bless you to those who are joining us virtually and online. We thank God for your presence and for your participation. Special shout out to all of the men who are out this Sunday as well as last Sunday. I hope all of you enjoyed your Father's Day and had a great time with your families. And while I enjoyed my Father's Day, I was notified by the safety and protocol committees that for the majority of this month, I have violated numerous safety precautions and protocols put in place here at Taylor Tabernacle. I was advised that the reason for the plexiglass is for me to stand behind the plexiglass so that stuff isn't flying out into the audience. It was also brought to my attention that the pulpit is the area I should remain in and not go outside of the pulpit. So I had a few reminders from the safety and protocol committee. I'm thanking them for their vigilance and keeping us in line. I was also contacted by the preaching oversight committee. They just reminded me of the time slot that we occupy, that it is from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. They just say, keep it in mind. Just if you can see the clock in the back, just look at it every now and again and just see where you are. just see where you are. So, like I said, I had a good Father's Day. And then that was added to it. So, but hey, we are subject to the greater power. So we thank God for it. Hey, so with that, let's draw our attention to the Word of God as I try to remember all that I was instructed concerning this past week. I'm going to try to keep all of that in mind today and do better. Hey, if you have your Bibles, we're going to the Gospel of St. Mark. I'm sure that doesn't come as a surprise to you. We're in the third chapter. Just going to look at a handful of verses. Verses 20 and 21. Then we're going to skip over a story and look at verses 31 through 35. Does that work? The Gospel of St. Mark. Chapter 3, verse 20. Okay, the screen's a little different. Okay. Well, let's go to Mark, the third chapter, 20 and 21, and then verses 31 through 35. That's good. Y'all picked up on that, y'all. That just shows that you're awake and paying attention. Well, thank God for Jesus. Thank God for Jesus. Hey, if you have those verses, I am going to invite you to stand with me, both here in the sanctuary as well as at home, not out of honor or respect for me, but out of honor and respect for the Word of God. And if you're there, you'll see these words. It says, then the multitude came together again, so that they could not so much as eat bread. But when his own people heard about this, they went out to lay hold of him, for they said, he is out of his mind. Dropping down to verse 31, then his brothers and his mother came, and standing outside, they sent to him, calling him. A multitude was sitting around him, and they said to him, look, your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you. Jesus answered them saying, "Who is my mother? And who is my brothers? Who are my brothers?" And he looked around in a circle at those who sat about him and said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and my mother." May the Lord bless and consecrate his word to our heart. For the next few minutes that we have together, I want to talk about family matters and family members. Family matters and family members. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, and above all, your will be done, both here in the earth as it is in heaven. We thank you for the privilege that you have given us again to gather ourselves around the Word of God in the house of God. We thank you for your presence. We thank you for your Word. And we thank you for the oversight of the Holy Spirit, which is with us now. So, Holy Spirit, we invite you to open both our eyes and ears that we might both see and hear the precious truths of the Word of God. Give us an understanding and give us godly wisdom that we might know how to conduct ourselves in a manner that will please the Father. This is our request. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated all over the church. What goes on in this house stays in this house. Now, how many of us, especially those who are in black families, have heard this phrase or some form of it? This phrase refers to the privacy or secrecy of personal matters within inside a family. And while we may have learned to remain hush-hush about our family problems or issues, God the Father is and has been very open about his family matters and his family members. As we look at today's text, just a reflection on last Sunday, we talked about fatherhood from the father's perspective. And I established at the outset of the message, we were able to do that and attribute what Jesus was doing as the Son of God to what he had seen his father do. Okay? You know, Jesus' testimony, his own testimony in the Gospel of John, is that he only does what he sees his father do. And he only speaks what he has heard his father say. And so when Jesus began to call the 12 to apostleship, as I indicated on last Sunday, to become spiritual fathers in the new church, the New Testament church, we could, with a great degree of confidence, attribute that same methodology and approach to how the Father calls us as men to become fathers. And it is with that same premise that we look at today's passage. If I was going another way with it, the title I would use is Family from the Father's Perspective. Last week we talked about fathers and fatherhood from the Father's perspective. And what we're seeing today is the broader family from the Father's perspective. So we can look at what Jesus is doing and saying in this text and attribute it to what the Father is saying and doing in regards to the Father's family. Are you with me? So last Sunday they went up on the mountain and said, we start here in verse 20, and then the multitude came together again, just picking up. They came back down from the mountain, and either that day or the next day, the large crowds begin to assemble again around Jesus Christ. And he said they came together and he said so that they could not so much as eat bread. The number of people following Jesus was large. That's the reference to the multitude. And not only was it large, it was getting larger every day. The proximity to Jesus, going in the opposite direction, was getting smaller every day. We can say that because the text says the crowds began to press so close to Jesus and his disciples that they didn't even have enough room to eat their lunch or dinner. That's how close people were packed in. Not just in the crowd, but to Jesus himself. They weren't out of, they got as close as they could get to Jesus. He is today, as he was then, an accessible Savior. Are you with me on this? Just as he was then in the natural, where the people got right to him. They could almost touch him. That's how close they were to him. Even as he was then, so he is today. He is an accessible Savior. Verse 21 says, but then his own people heard about this, heard about the crowds, heard about the people pressing up on Jesus. Heard about the demands being made on his time. And so they went out, the text says, to lay hold of him because they reasoned in their own mind that our family member must be out of his mind. No one lives their life this way and allows people, especially strangers, to have that kind of access to them on an unlimited basis. Remember, he called his disciples to apostleship, to be spiritual fathers, not to be church bodyguards. Are you with me on that? If you've ever been called crazy, this morning, you are in good company. Because Jesus' family and friends also called him crazy. Mark puts it succinctly by saying, they said he must be out of his mind. Anytime people try to name you or place a label on you, it is an attempt to control you. That's what they want to do. They want to be able to control you. And the first step in controlling anybody is assigning them a name or some kind of label. Are you with me on this? And like I mentioned last Sunday, the only person we should allow to name us should be our Father. Right? Right? And this is a sensitive issue in the days and times which we live, because now everybody is trying to put a name or a label on everything. Because they want to define, they want to be able to control you. And in order to do that, they got to be able to categorize you some way, fit you under a label, and then say, now because you are this, you can only do that. Why? Because we've got you labeled. This is the category. You're in this category. So you're only able to do these things. So now let's get to the heart of it. Let's drop down to 31. So then his brothers and his mother come and standing outside, they sent to him, calling him. And the multitude was sitting around him. And so they said to him, to Jesus, look, your mother and your brothers are outside seeking you. What I would like to say on these passages, these verses that we read here, your position matters. Notice that Jesus's natural or earthly family was on the outside. And they were on the outside because at this point in their life, in relationship to Jesus's ministry, they did not know, accept, or believe in who he really was. They weren't related to him by natural blood, but not by the Spirit. So while they were able to watch him grow up, work with him, eat with him, share family life with him, they didn't believe in him. Yet, the multitude who did not know him, did not grow up with him, did not eat with him, did not travel back to Jerusalem for Passover with him and his family, yet they readily believed in his message and his purpose. And as a result, those people were now gathered around Jesus on the inside. They were inside the house. But those that knew him, shall we say, best from a natural or physical perspective, they were left outside. Are you with me? If you're in the spirit, you get where I'm going. His natural family was left outside, but his spiritual fathers were closest to him inside. James 4:8 says, if you draw nigh unto me, God said, I'll draw nigh unto you. I told you at the outset, we have an accessible Savior. He's not aloof. He's not far off. He's not some kind of nebulous, distant thing. He's nigh unto your own mouth. Are you with me in that? So they come, now in 33, and he says, and Jesus answered them saying, well, who is my mother and who is my brother? And he looked around at those who were gathered closest to him and looking in the circle, meaning he just gazed around at everyone. He said to them, here are my mother and my brothers. These people right here. Unlike what many of us would have done today, if our families were to approach, we would make special arrangements, special accommodations. We would get them in. We would get them VIP seating. We would do all those things that you naturally do for your family. So Jesus here, in this little short episode, and with this next statement, he is getting ready to shift the paradigm on family matters and family members. Listen to what he says. He said, here are my mother and my brothers. He said, for whoever does the will of God is my brother and my sister and my mother. And with one statement, Jesus redefines the family image. And without spite, he alerts his natural family that blood relationship cannot claim privilege or special access. At the same time, the statement indicates that those who sit around him and do God's will are in fact his real family. There are only two kinds of people, those who sit on the inside at Jesus' feet and those who stand outside with false assumptions and the desire to control both you and your God. If those around Jesus, including the first family, are placed in question, then what Mark does by extension is he places under question all of us who grew up with trappings of Christianity. And they include having been baptized, growing up in a Christian home, regular church attendance, charitable giving or tithing, and or growing up as a PK like I did. PK, preacher's kid. None of that automatically places you in the family of the Father. I'm going to say it again because we got to go against some misconceptions here.
People are thinking, well, they must be in because they're close. They're close to him, so they must be in with him. But Jesus in this statement is letting you know that that's not the case. Growing up with any trappings of Christianity, whether baptism, growing up in a Christian home, regular church attendance, giving or tithing, or growing up as a PK, none of this automatically places you or anyone else in the family of the Father. But anyone can become a member of Jesus' family if they are willing to accept his purpose and sit at his feet and do the will of the Father. But no one can join God's family if they do not. The only family matter of importance is the will of the Father. The only family members are those that do his will and obey his word. Jesus said, "These are my brothers. These are my sisters. You guys are my mother." And so in conclusion today, the question to be asked and answered by each and every one of you is, are you a member of the family of God? Are you a member of the family of God? Have you accepted the Father's Son to be your personal Lord and Savior? That's what determines who's a part of the family of God. Not anything else. Not going to church, not giving to church, being a member of a church. But you want to be a part of the family of God. You do that by accepting his Son. You do that by following and obeying his word. Because if you do those things, then one day you'll hear the Father say, "Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter now into the joy of the Lord." Isn't that what we're striving for? To hear the Father say, "Well done." I told you on last Sunday, there is nothing that can compare to a son than to hear his Father say, "Well done." Shall we all stand? Jesus told his disciples, he said, "When you pray, say, 'Our Father.'" He said, if you accepted me in my ministry, you're following after the will of the Father. When you speak to him, call him that, "Our Father." And so I invite you this Sunday morning, if you don't know the Father, if you're not a part of his family, if heaven has not become your ultimate home and destination, why not accept the Son today? Without any form, without any fashion, just invite him into your heart. With our eyes closed and our heads bound, Father, we look to you today. And we thank you for your clarity on the Father's family. Thank you for clarity on family matters and family members. And it is our heart's desire to be a part of your family. Lord, give me the faith to believe and to accept your Son. Give me the faith and the courage to accept and do your will. And I thank you now for opening your arms to me and welcoming me into your family. I thank you and I praise you now forevermore. Amen. Amen and amen. God bless you, Taylor.
Amen. Amen. We're going to transition to the next portion of our service. Deacon Aaron Abrams is going to come up for our offering.
Good morning, Taylor Tabernacle family and friends. At this time, we will gather to worship through giving. This morning, you can give through one of three ways. Text to give, online giving through our website, and also by using the U.S. Postal Mail Service. To give by text message, text the code TLS61 to the phone number 73256, and you will receive a link and instructions. To give through our website, please go to www.taylortabernacle.com/giving and follow the instructions. To give by U.S. mail, please send a check or money order to Taylor Tabernacle, P.O. Box 6309, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, 19139. And for those of us who are gathered in the sanctuary, you will find two baskets near our side ramp, one for your tithes and offerings, the other to be a blessing to our pastor and his family. And as always, thank you for your continued support of our ministry. And our announcements. The pastor and leadership team would like to thank you for joining us for the reopening of our church. Our live stream service will continue via Facebook and YouTube Live so that you may continue to join us in worship from your home. However, when you decide to join us in person worship, please take your temperature before leaving home and bring a mask to wear. If you or someone in your family has had contact with anyone who has COVID-19, we encourage you to please stay at home. Additionally, the church van service is suspended until further notice, so please keep this in mind so you can plan your transportation accordingly. Midweek Bible study on Wednesday nights at 7 p.m. via Google Meet. If you do not have that information, please contact the church and we will ensure that you get that information. Sunday, June 27th, there will be a Lower Marion Gun Violence Awareness Day from 3:30 to 5:30. This Gun Violence Awareness Day is working to end gun violence, support sensible gun laws, and eliminate illegal handguns from our community. Please join Pastor Ford, Rabbi David Strauss, and other special guests as they give closing remarks. This event will take place at Mainline Reformed Temple. Okay, thank you. Deacon Todd said, please check your email. It will be starting at another location. And then it will be marching towards the mainline. Thank you, Deacon Todd. On Monday, June 28th at 7 p.m., please join us for a follow-up conversation on gun violence and prevention with the congregations from Taylor Tabernacle, Temple Bethel, Mainline Reformed Temple, and St. Mark's Baptist Church. Please use the following Zoom link to join us on Monday night. To join the Zoom meeting, you'll need a pen and paper. It'll be us02web.zoom.us/J/8396834107. Again, that us02web.zoom.us/J 839-683-41017. Please govern yourselves accordingly. And at this time, I will turn the service back into the hands of our pastor, Elder Jonathan Ford. Thank you.
God bless you and thank you. The great health crisis of our day is without question the coronavirus. But the second great health crisis of our day is in fact gun violence. It is in fact a health crisis. So we're glad to be doing our part. And so to the extent you can join us this afternoon, please do. And if you can't, I am inviting everyone to join us on Monday night. We'll be doing that virtually, and we'll be back on the Zoom to begin to discuss strategies that can be implemented to help us combat and fight against this secondary health crisis. And so let's continue to pray. Let's continue to be at the forefront of the issue and doing what we can to bring about a solution in our city. Amen. I do believe that at this time we're coming to the conclusion of our service. I also believe that this time around I have followed all the guidelines that are in place. I have met all of the restraints and restrictions placed upon me, and that at least this Sunday I should get flying marks this time around. Unlike this time around. Okay, you got it done. Well, look, one out of four Sunday, that might be the best we can get. at least we can get that. One out of the four, he'll at least come down the middle. Shall we all stand? We thank God always for fellowship, and when we can come together in the house of God, among the people of God, and around the word of God. Father, we look to you today. We thank you for the precious gift of your Son. We thank you for the precious gift of your Holy Spirit, which is living and abiding inside of us. Go with us now. Give us strength and courage as we go back out into the world. Help us to shine brightly and radiate with the glory of the Son, not the S-U-N, but the S-O-N. And let the glory of the Father and Son shine brightly in us. This is our prayer. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, Taylor Nation. See you next Sunday.